Voices of Victory. Powerful eyewitness accounts of the battle to take Germany. February 1945 to VE Day by Geraint Jones. Read by Justin Avoth. This audiobook includes archived recordings from interviews taken with Second World War soldiers, as well as an introduction and epilogue read by the author.
Dedicated to my Tide, Baino Thomas, Royal Air Force. Uncle Richard, Royal Engineers. Auntie Lowry, Women's Royal Naval Service. Uncle Orwell, Merchant Navy. Auntie Alice, Queen Alexandra's Imperial Military Nursing Service. And all others who paid for our peace at the price of their own. Introduction. On the 8th of February, 1945, 19-year-old Ray Ashton crouched beside his comrades in a muddy field in Holland. Having landed in Normandy in June the previous year, and having fought in countless actions during the 8 months of the advance across northwest Europe, the prospect of facing death was nothing new to Ray, nor was the loss of friends and comrades. But today was different. After more than 5 years of bloodshed in Europe, the British Army was poised to make its final, decisive campaign against Nazi Germany and into the very heart of the Reich itself. It began with the largest British bombardment since El Alamein. More than 1,000 guns and mortars hurled high explosives onto German soil, reducing buildings to rubble and shredding both trees and men. Tanks, lined up in their hundreds, fired until their barrels wore out. Machine gunners, piles of empty shell cases at their elbows, sent a million bullets arcing through the air. "It was a frightening thing," said Ray. "The noise was indescribable, but what it must have been like to be on the receiving end, I can't imagine." As the barrage crept forwards from the enemy's front line, the British infantrymen cracked jokes, offered prayers, and shared one last look with their mates. Whistles blew, orders were echoed, the soldiers rose from the cold ground and advanced on their enemy. I can remember these Germans, initially, coming out in droves, carrying wounded on doors and one thing and another, white-faced, shaking and in a terrible state. With such a beginning came the hope that the end of the war was weeks, perhaps days away. You think it's all over. You think it's going to be a walkover. It never is. It was hoped that the break into Germany, Operation Veritable, could achieve its aims in a matter of days. Instead, in the face of a determined enemy and the grim conditions of winter, it would take the army 4 bloody weeks to advance a distance of 30 miles. Many more battles were to follow, but 2 months later, when Germany offered its unconditional surrender, the British Liberation Army, BLA, had pushed more than 300 miles into their enemy's territory, the tenacious enemy exacting a heavy price for every yard of the British advance. From 18-year-old raw recruits to old soldiers who had been at Dunkirk, 6,000 British soldiers would fall during the campaign, many of them within weeks and sometimes days of victory in Europe. That moment, when it came, was not always celebrated. "It was a time for reflection, really," said Platoon Commander Vic Sayer. "I always think, when I see these pictures of celebrations in Piccadilly Circus, it wasn't quite like that in a battalion. You fought of all the men that you'd lost. It had been a hard slog from Sword Beach to Bremen." "We'd suffered quite a lot," said 19-year-old James Campbell, an infantryman who had fought since Normandy. 2 days after the end of the war, these originals of his battalion were due to be addressed by their commanding officer, but when the CO saw how few remained, he burst into tears and dashed off the parade ground. Less than a quarter of the battalion was still standing. The purpose of this book is to tell the stories of men like James, Vic, and Ray in their own words, the young men who trudged through mud, slept in rain, killed the enemy, and lost their friends. "This is just a rifleman's tale," said Tom Gore, who had turned 20 a few days before VE Day. "Maps and the bigger things were left to the generals and the colonels and the company commanders. Little things, when you're in an infantry section, sticks in your mind. It's not the bigger picture, it's just the infantry section. That is your comrades, your section. You'd do anything for your comrades. You didn't care what happened to anyone else, really. You hardly ever knew what the rest of the battalion was doing. And even down to platoon, you never knew what the other platoons were doing, actually." The British campaign in Germany has been largely overlooked by both history and our nation. As such, I am deeply grateful to 3 former British Army officers turned historians. Tim Saunders has covered the battles of the Reichswald and Rhine in great depth,